Congressional lawmakers want the Bush administration to make public classified sections of a government report on the September 11th attacks. The report, issued by Congress last week, contains some 28 pages of blacked-out material thought to be embarrassing to the government of Saudi Arabia. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Senator Richard Shelby, the Alabama Republican who helped push for a congressional probe into the 9/11 attacks, says if the 28-page classified section of the report is released, it may embarrass a foreign government. But speaking on NBC yesterday, Shelby said that's no reason for the Bush administration to withhold the information.
I went back and read every one of those pages thoroughly 2 or 3 days ago. My judgment is 95% of that information could be declassified, become uncensored, so the American people would know.
The 900-page report released last week concluded that U.S. intelligence agencies missed opportunities to disrupt the planning of the September 11th attacks. But Shelby says the American people don't yet have the whole story. Without singling out Saudi Arabia, Shelby hinted that by reading through key parts of the report, Americans could guess which foreign nation may come under scrutiny in the blacked-out pages. Shelby's comments came one day after the New York Times reported that the classified pages of the Congressional report fault Saudi rulers for funneling millions of dollars to charitable groups and organizations that may have helped finance the terrorist attacks. Republican Congressman Porter Goss, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says holding back the classified section is justified for now. He says once ongoing investigations are wrapped up, the section will be declassified.
In the meantime, if there is concern that we are not following the necessary crumbs on the trail to protect ourselves from foreign government activities supporting terrorists, please dismiss those concerns because we are aware of these things and pursuing them actively.
Speculation about the Saudi connections to 9/11 are raising new questions about Washington's relationship with the longstanding ally. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois spoke on CNN's Late Edition.
I think we treat Saudi Arabia with kid gloves. They're so well connected on Capitol Hill. The biggest names in the political history of Congress and administrations are all working for Saudi Arabia, and we have a kind of a hands-off policy, and that has to end.
Durbin added if Saudi Arabia helped finance terrorism, its leaders should be held accountable. The Saudi defense minister defended his country against allegations of complicity. Speaking on Sunday, Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz said the Bush administration has already officially stated that the Saudi kingdom is not party to the affairs of September 11th. He said if the speculation to the contrary is just talk, there's no problem. But added if it gets more serious, then the Saudi view will be different. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.